Good afternoon. Good morning.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Hannah?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How about yourself?
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. I guess we're waiting.
Okay. Judy.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Tati. Serura Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchem Taharem Rachame Sikatha Tami Degamle Betet Reish Study Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov tucha na'el adatach et kufet et dunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zofre kidushatach yud gimolamet pe'zayim kuf. Shavateinu kabel ushma triakateinu Yodea Talubo Shinkufav Tadiyuta. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe. Adonai Yehovahe El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Noseya Avon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Liavda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Beyichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasov Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Ponenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Ponenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekutcha Berichu Koma De'aved De'va Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Keshot Biovada Dikshot Belet Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ladachia Leia Ulanaga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isterich Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Israel. Umtati Vishakan Dakta Willow Yergas Old Willow Yofis Yosifu Vene Avla La Anoto Ka Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each name out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe heya yozala mebe he ereyo ekome La awa kalayo la wawa pehela nula ha yo 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 me la he se rewa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka pe wa shi re yo he wa la he se ka wa to me nuta. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za. Wa he wa da nu yo he he chi ame be. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he be wa yo. Nu me me yo a yo la. Hey re he me tsare wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo sa me be me nu ko ayo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sabete a me me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa kabe yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me sa yo he yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he Ray Layo, Awa May, Layo Bay, Wahe Ray, Yo Yo Wa, Lahe He, Kaako, May Nuda, Anu Yo, He Wa May, Ray He, Ayo Heza, He She He, May Ha Ha, Wa Wa La, Yo Yo He, Sa Ala, Are Yo, A Ala, May Ta He, Wahe Wa, Da Layo, He Yo She, Ala May, Nu he a nu moata me la he pe a yo nu ko me o re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ko me ka ho a la a he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadduceen who left this day, which is the 25th day of Tammuz, Rabbi Meir Halevi of Apta, then Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Aaron Brachia of Modena, the Sadduceen who chose to leave tonight, the 26th day of Tammuz, which starts at sundown, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Patia, Rabbi Raphael Otana from Tiberias, we will now connect to the meditations that we do during the 3 weeks. Tet Dalet He Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi He Tzadi. These three names have a gematria of 360, which is the letter Shin, when spelled out, Shin Yud Nun. Thus we have created one shin. The fourth meditation is to transform the word tsara, sadi resh he, into the word retse, resh sadi he, which is transforming problems into opportunities. We do this by utilizing the gematria of the three letters, Zadi Reshe, to be 295. We add the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65, to 295. We get a second shin, gematria 360. And then in the fifth meditation, we utilize these two shins to connect to the words Sim Shalom with a gematria of 726. The two shins is 720, but we add one for each of the six names of God, the six attributes of Hashem. Ket Dalet He Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. Elohim, Adonai, and Hashem, we have 726, which allows us to have the energy to inject the consciousness of peace during this period of the 3 weeks. Now we will connect to the Ani meditation, which helps us remain in balance. Malchut, Yo Aheni wa Yohe, Yo Aheni wa Yohe, Yo Aheni wa Yohe, Yesod, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Hod, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu, Netzach, yi ahini wu yohi, Yahiniwiyohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Yaach. Niwiyosh. Yaach. Niwiyosh. Yaach. Niwiyosh. Chesed. Yaaheniweyohe. 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 Bina. Yaaheniweyohe. 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 Achba. Yaahaniweyoha. 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 Keter. Yaahaniweyoha. 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 Now connect to the Esser Dibrot. V'adaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile lemor Anochi ha-Hashem Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh Lecha pesel with all temunah. Willo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem. Elohecha. El kanak poked awon avot al banim al shileishim. We all rebeim. Lushonai, Weose Hesed Lalafim, Leo Havai, Ushomre Mitzvotai, Lotisa et Shem Hashem, Elohecha, Lashav Kilo Yinake, Hashem et Asher Yisa. Et shemo lachshav, lachor et yom ha-shabbat, lekadsho sheshet yamim, ta'avod v'asita kol belachtecha, v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la-Hashem, Elohecha, lo ta'aseh, ko melacha, atal vincha, uvitecha, avdecha, wa'amadcha, uvhemtecha, v'gercha, asher bisharecha, ki sheshet yamim, Asa Hashem et Hashamayim, v'et haaretz, et hayam, v'et kol asher bam, v'anach bayom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem, et yom ha-shabbat, v'yikadshehu, kabed et avicha. V'et imecha leman v'yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinaf lo tignov lo ta'aneh bereacha et shaker lo tachmod beit reecha Lo tachmodesh et re'echa v'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l're'echa. We will now connect to the two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, and lean slightly to the left as we say, in unity, together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. We will now utilize the Kaddish as an elevator to rise to the level of our class today, always reminding you that the Kaddish is an elevator that both rises and not really falls, but brings you back in a balanced way, allows you to have a soft landing when you return to the physical world. Itkadal v'itkadash shemei rabba, and we all say amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamlich malchute v'chayechon u'yomechon u'v'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael. Ba'agala uvizman karir, itbarach v'ishtabach, itbar v'ibromam, itnase, itadar, itale, italau, shemeide kutsha, ve'elamin kol birkata, v'shirata, kushbechata, v'nechemata, Da amiran bi'alma, Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, V'chayim aleinu bi'al kol Yisrael, V'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, Hu yase shalom aleinu, We'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. You can find the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Excuse me. You can find our class today on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage or on mobile devices at the bottom of the page. When that page opens up, scroll down almost to the end into the section of the 3-week period. There is a link there that says deeper insights to the 3-week period communal mourning. And that's spelled mourning. When that opens up, we will start reading about some physical items that people get confused between the spiritual and the physical when they're discussing them. So I will try and keep it in line with the spiritual, which is the essence of the Kabbalah, and remind you at the beginning of this class, we never connect to physical events because they are the effect. The cause is all spiritual, but we look to the physical events to teach us about the spiritual. With that in mind, this is an essay by Rabbi Irving Greenberg. And he is trying to reenact the sorrow felt by those who survived the destruction of the temple. The purpose of striving to be sorrowful about the destruction of the temple is to recognize what was lost when the temple was destroyed. And on a simple level, what was lost was a tool, the best tool, to connect to Hashem. And for those who achieve this level of consciousness, they are able to utilize that tool even today, even without its physical presence. But it's a very high level. And the majority of students of Kabbalah do not reach that level as of yet. In classic Jewish style, the fundamental model of Tisha B'Av is a reenactment of that tragic historical oriented event. In going through the four historical fast days, Jews relived the stages of the destruction of the first and second temples, as well as the loss of Jewish sovereignty. It is interesting in light of the role that food plays in Jewish culture that intense grief and guilt are expressed by giving up food. Let me read this, not the whole sentence, but to help explain. The first and second temples represented a tool to connect to Hashem. When the nation has the temple physically, it also has a level of sovereignty. It is looked to by the people of the other nations to provide certain energies to them. The essence of anti-Semitism is that the nation as a whole, the Jewish nation as a whole, and it's really not the Jewish nation, it's the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, which are spread throughout the nations, the other nations, the 70 nations. The children of Israel have a sovereignty above the other nations. This is what the author is referring to when he talks about the loss of the sovereignty of the children of Israel. And also the idea of fasting, giving up food, as a method of expressing intense grief. While the primary model is reenacted, the halakha, the Jewish path, or the recommended Jewish path, also draws upon its imagery of grief for a dead member of the immediate family. There is this difference between grief over death of a loved one and mourning an historical tragedy. In the case of the death of in the family, the shock of loss sets in motion the sorrow and mourning that comes pouring out in the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning that come after the death and the burial. When reliving historical tragedy, one knows the outcome at the outset, Thus, the sense of doom and grief builds up before the day actually arrives. The day of destruction is a culmination of the grief. But immediately thereafter, since nothing can be done to prevent the tragedy from happening, the psychological balance shifts towards the renewal of life. This is an unwritten commentary. The renewal of life also happens through the process of the Sheva, the mourning. It's a ritualized mourning, but no grief, no mourning is ritualized. And that's true with respect to the loss of the spiritual, represented by the physical loss of the temple. There are four fast days. This is still my commentary. There are four fast days during the year. And each of these four fast days represent aspects and the process of grief for the loss of the temple. Now I'm continuing to read. The first fast day in the sequence is the 10th day of Tevet, the day on which the siege of Jerusalem began in the year 586 before the Common Era. However, since the day occurs more than 6 months before the date of the actual destruction, the pang of recollection on this day has not had so much resonance. The same can be said of the last day in the sequence of the fast of Gedalia, occurring on the 3rd of Tishrei, coming 2 months after Tisha B'Av and dwarfed by the propinquity of Yom Kippur, the closeness of Yom Kippur. The fast of Gedalia has had a limited impact. Both of these fast days begin at dawn, whereas Tisha B'Av starts at sundown on the previous night, or in the Hebrew calendar, the beginning of the day. On Tisha B'Av, the sorrow is so total that it goes beyond fasting to giving up such other pleasures as washing, cosmetic anointing of the body, sexual relations, and even the wearing of shoes. Not so the other three fast days, on which deprivation is limited to the fasting during daylight hours. The primary liturgy of grief for the destruction is acted out in the 3-week period between the 17th day of Tammuz and the 9th of Av. It should be noted that these 2 days antedate the Talmud. They precede the Talmud. They were being acted upon and utilized prior to the writing down of the Talmud. When the rabbis brought the 2 days together in a choreography of grief and at reenactment, the 3 weeks were gradually filled in to help the mourners recreate the rising crescendo of destruction. The halakha structured the entire period into 5 stages of grief, corresponding to the imminence of catastrophe, the closeness to the actual physical destruction. The underlying experience that the individual should live through is that of a first century Jewish Jerusalem defender who goes through the siege from inception to becoming a prisoner of the Romans at the climax. Stage 1 is the 17th day of Tammuz. The wall of Jerusalem has been penetrated by the Romans, a clear signal that the end is coming. Jews feeling the shock of the forthcoming destruction do not eat from sunrise to sunset. Penitential prayers are recited, summoning up the many terrible occurrences on this day. This is also referring to the Tikkun Chatzot Rachel. Part of the destruction of the physical temple was the shock that Hashem would allow his house to be destroyed. We have, I'm making an unwritten commentary, but I'm trying to explain stage one in more vivid examples. We have a mezuzah. Many people today put a mezuzah on their house to identify themselves as being Jewish. But the underlying theme of the mezuzah is protection. The mezuzah protects the house. It protects the room from the doorway. But mystically, there are energies that are waiting for people to exit that door. And they would attach these, would attach themselves to the person. But without going into that understanding, the mezuzah is a protection shield. It protects people from bringing in negativity into the house. Of course, human beings have the ability to ignore those metaphysical energies, of course, at their own peril. But it's interesting to note that if a mezuzah is not on the door of the prayer room, the location, the room where the Torah is housed in the ark, there is no need for a mezuzah on that door. Because the Torah is the protection. The mezuzah receives the words of the Torah and utilizes them for protection on the other rooms. The same can be understood about the 17th of Tammuz's fast. The wall was breached. Why is it used the word penetrated rather than breached? Because Kabbalah is intensely sexually oriented. The Zohar is very clear in its language. Because sexuality is the prime motivating emotion. That's why it includes all of the other five. Stage two. After this day, the intensity drops as people settle in for the terminal state of siege. The final part of the siege is reenacted during the 3 weeks between the two terminal days, between the 17th of Tammuz, the beginning, and the 9th of Av, the completion. While the city of Jerusalem is gradually reduced, Jews, the children of Israel, correspondingly intensify their grief and anxiety. Weddings are prohibited because of the joy of marriage. It is incompatible with the mood of sorrow. Engagements are permitted for fear that by postponement they may be lost, though engagement parties are not held. It's interesting to note that the process of an engagement is recommended today to have little time between the engagement and the marriage. But it's interesting to note that both events have breakage. In the case of the engagement, the ritual includes both mothers, assuming they're available, throwing a dish, ceramic dish, to the ground so that it will break. This is a happy event called an engagement, and yet there is destruction of a plate. I could speak a lot longer on that, but it's enough. It's sufficient for you to contemplate the reason behind that breaking of the dish. Continuing to read. There are other grief rituals during the 3 weeks. Taking no haircuts in the ancient times, letting the hair grow long as a sign of mourning, and performing no acts that would inspire a blessing of Shehiyanu, the blessing for something new and joyful, such as buying new clothes, or a new home, a new car, or eating a new fruit for the first time in a year. If the fruit will no longer be available after Tisha B'Av, this restriction is waived. And on Shabbat, on the Shabbat, the fantasy of a perfect world still operates. The symbolic statement of these items, of these denials, is self-denial. Who has the faith to go out and buy a new thing or plan for the future? Who has the heart to try to look good when the end is clearly drawing near? Throughout the 3 weeks, prophetic portions that proclaim Israel's sin and the forthcoming destruction are read in the temple, in the synagogues. The last of these prophetic philippics, Chatzon from Yeshayahu, which is the vision of Isaiah, is a devastating critique of the sin and the corruption of Israel. In anticipation of sorrow, the portion is sung in the melody of Echa, the lamentations of Tisha B'Av. Chatzon is always read on the Shabbat preceding the ninth of Av. That Shabbat has become known as Shabbat Chatzon, the vision. There are three tremendous tzaddikim who left during this 3 week period. One is on the 27th, one is on the 28th of Tammuz, and one is on the 5th of Av, which we will talk about in stage 3. But who are the two that chose to leave in Tammuz? One is Joseph HaTzadik, before the temples were built. Yet the energy of the temple was known. From Joseph HaTzadik's perspective, the 3 weeks were to be celebratory. But human activity, just as it impacts global weather, global warming, human activity also impacts the change of energy within the positive 3 weeks to the negative 3 weeks. And will also, human activity will transform that negative 3 weeks back to the positive 3 weeks. And that will occur with the coming of Mashiach. That will occur with the change of human activity that will take place in order to bring the Mashiach, because the last event in human history is the 1,000 years of Mashiach. Prior to that, we have what's known as the footsteps of Mashiach. This is the negative period that many people think, perceive that we are in today. Stage three. From the before I go to stage three, please let me discuss the 28th. Of Tammuz is the Hilulah for Rashi. Rashi is the foremost commentator on all aspects of the Tanakh, also the Talmud. His commentary is read and commented upon and studied for the last 1,000 years, roughly. He chose to leave in this period to provide a respite from mourning, to provide a transition from one level of mourning to the deeper level of mourning, which takes place on Rosh Chodesh Av, while the 28th is the last of the first part. If you go 17 subtract from 28, you get 11. If you take the 9 days of Av and add the 29th and some years the 30th, you end up with 11. Rashi chose to be the midpoint. Stage three. From the beginning of the month of Av, there is a countdown of 9 days to destruction. The grief intensifies. In the initial Talmudic phase, the most intense mourning rituals were observed during the week in which Tisha B'Av itself occurred. This is the pattern of the Sephardic Jews. Over the years, however, the entire 9 days have become a unit of mourning among the Ashkenazi Jews. The Sephardic Jews generally restrict their deprivations to the immediate week in which Tisha B'Av occurs. It's interesting to note that this year, that period is not a shortened period. It is the full length of the week. all 7 days. A folk saying goes, when Av begins, cut back joy. Home construction or painting is held off. With exile imminent, who would build or improve his home? Orthodox practice prohibits the eating of meat and the drinking of wine. Symbolically, the anxiety is crippling my capacity for enjoying life. I'm losing my appetite. Interestingly, these deprivations are also rituals of an onen, that is, one who has lost an immediate family member, but has not yet buried him. It is as if people know the temple is doomed, but have not yet reached the full acceptance symbolized by burial. Fresh clothes are a source of pleasure, so laundering and dry cleaning are postponed. Diapers, of course, are exempted because we don't need the odor. Total bathing is given up except for Shabbat. Hence, there is no swimming in that period, according to the Orthodox tradition. Symbolically, the noise of the Roman armies approaching disrupts the ease and order of daily life. Stage 4. The last meal on the day before Tisha B'Av, known as the Suda Maksechet, the meal that separates eating from fasting, is highly restricted. It is as if Jews, children of Israel, already feel the grief of the survivor, or the severe loss of appetite felt by a war prisoner. Since people want to be able to fast well, lunch is generally a full meal. But in the late afternoon, a simple meal is eaten, without multiple courses. In many families, people even eat separately to avoid the festive aspect of a mizunan, a trio for grace. Some people eat eggs and or beans, which are the food of mourners because of their circularity, evoking the idea of the wheel of fate and of silent mourning. Some eat only bread and water, even dipping a piece of bread in ashes before eating. In Jewish ritual, mourners give up wearing leather shoes because they are comfortable. Besides, those who have just experienced the powerful loss of death do not want to wear something manufactured from animal skin. That is something derived from death of another. Therefore, shoes are exchanged for canvas sneakers or sandals before sundown, unless the day preceding Tisha B'Av is Shabbat, in which case public displays of mourning is inappropriate. In such a case, sneakers are not put on until after Shabbat ends. For approximately 24 hours, we're now in stage 5. Adding on, as is usual with Jewish sacred time, Jews act out total grief on Tisha B'Av. The symbolic acts draw from the ritual of a mourner sitting Shiva, but the powerful paradigm is that of an overwhelmed defender of Jerusalem, now a Roman prisoner of war. From sundown to sundown, traditional children of Israel neither eat nor drink nor wash nor anoint themselves. Recall the scenes of the children of Israel, the Jews, in the Holocaust. They kept sitting in the open squares all day without food or water, In the same spirit, they give up sexual relations that night. The story of the destruction is retold vividly by reading the Book of Lamentations. Unshaven, unwashed, hungry, people re-experience the tragedy of the destruction. This is a comment, unwritten comment. Always remember, we are not talking about the destruction, the physical destruction of the temple. We are talking about the loss of the spiritual meaning of the tool of the temple. Continuing to read. Actually, the only part left to read is about the author, and you're welcome to read that at your leisure. We are out of time. It's 1 or 2 minutes before 2:30. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting, the classes this week have a little bit of difference. They're a little adjusted. Our 3 o'clock class today, we will be doing the Tikkun Chatzot Rachel. Our Monday class is normal. Our 4:30 will be a deep Zohar class where we will complete the section of the Zohar, number 31 in the Parashah of Lech Lecha. Our 7 o'clock class will be the writings of the Ari. Tuesday night's class, are normal, but there is the additional class of the study for Joseph HaSadiq, which will start at 8:30 . That's West Coast time. And Thursday night's class is our Rosh Chodesh event for the month of Av. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol, much peace and serenity in this period of the 3 weeks as we transform it from the negative to the positive as best we can. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Have a good week.
Shalom all. You too.
Shalom Gadol.